This is Dial a Saint introducing Catherine of Siena. Catherine was born in Siena, Italy in 1347, 1 year before the Black Plague swept Europe. She was one of 25 children in the family of Giacomo Benincasa, a cloth dyer who worked in his home with his family alongside. The last of the Middle Ages was a time of change. Nations were forming under one king. Noble families were either warring among themselves or with the newly emerging city-states. There was little law and order as private armies were hired to kill and steal. Rulers used their power to play one enemy against another, while from the east the pagan Turks threatened Europe. Even political and religious leaders turned away from God as they became more interested in living as comfortably as they could. God placed Catherine in this particular setting. She was a lively, intelligent, open girl who missed nothing. She loved to hear stories of the saints' lives and wanted to love Jesus, who had inspired her saint heroes to do so much good. When she was 6 years old, this honest desire to love permitted her to see a vision in which Christ, accompanied by the apostles Peter, Paul, and John, blessed her. Immediately, her life had a new meaning, to glorify Christ the King. Her new determination led her to teach her little friends how to be open, ingenious, and spontaneous to the action of heavenly love. She looked for daily opportunities to talk to God, and even tried to stop going up the stairs four at a time so she could say a Hail Mary on each one. As she grew older, her mother wanted her to get married. Catherine remembered her promise made earlier never to marry, but to live for Christ, and so cut off her own hair to discourage possible suitors. Her mother decided that punishment would change Catherine, and so took away her room, gave her the household chores of the servant, called her bad names, and treated her with contempt all day. After Saint Dominic appeared to her in a vision, she decided to tell her family of her determination to become a religious no matter what they did. To her joy, her father was in complete agreement as he warned the family that no one had better bother her anymore. And so, at the age of 16, she joined the Sisters of Saint Dominic. Her love for Christ's suffering filled her heart, and she gave herself penances in imitation of his scourgings and trials. She slept only half an hour every other day and ate no meat, but ate only a few vegetables. While she was still a novice, our Lord often appeared and spoke to her, and filled her with the gift of heavenly wisdom equal to the Church's leading thinkers. She often said, "The love of the I, or self-love, is the beginning of darkness, just as the love of God is the beginning of all light. Self-love leads to hatred of God. The love of God leads to hatred of self, and this must be the goal. Bend all your efforts to uproot self-love from your heart and to plant there this holy hatred. Self-love separates you from God and from your neighbor, while the love of God unites you to both. The one gives you life, the other gives you death. The one gives you light, and the other gives you darkness. The one gives you peace, and the other gives you war." Christ chose Catherine to be united with him in spiritual union, promising that with his faith she would overcome all adversaries. His promise was sealed with a ring placed on her finger, which she alone could see when her thoughts were with him. In her childlike faith and trust, she worked many miracles in God's name. On one occasion, she opened a wine cask to serve her family, guests, and her own special friends, the poor. All remarked about its excellent taste and expected the cask to last for the usual 2 weeks. Catherine's poor of the streets came in growing numbers, while the cask continued giving wine for 1 month, a second, a third, and would not stop until a workman opened it up. Her life was centered entirely upon Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion, and his love for her would often sustain her for many weeks without eating any earthly food. Christ used her great love for him, not only for himself, but turned it so that she was to become his instrument among men. As Christ loved all, so she loved the souls of all equally without worldly distinction. There was no difference between the person of the peasant, housewife, noble, priest, or cardinal. Her reason for acting was based upon the never-ending love of God. She was given the power to read the souls of men, and often a visitor would be sent off to confession before their meeting could be kept. When the Black Plague epidemic returned, she was tireless in helping others. On one occasion, the director of a hospital was dying from the plague. Catherine was sure that a Christian like himself should not waste time during such an emergency, and said, quote, "Get up, sir. This is no time to be lying comfortably in bed." The man immediately got up cured and continued his work. Perhaps the most significant example of God using Catherine was her influence upon the leaders of the church. She was not awed by their position. Each person was a soul who either loved God more than himself or was soft from self-love. She saw the low morale and internal self-interest of the French cardinals as they influenced the Pope to remain in France. With the papacy away from Rome, Catherine knew the Church was not able to lead Christians to the world of God. By herself alone, and with the determination of one who knew she was right, Catherine repeatedly wrote and pleaded with the Pope, who finally made the decision to return to Rome. And it was through her efforts that the city of Florence ended its warring against the papacy. Beside her letters, she dictated the book, The Dialogue of Divine Providence, in 5 days' time. It is still a major work, in which the wisdom of the Holy Spirit inspired her to review the needs of the world. Catherine was 33 years old when she died. She knew that she was an instrument of God and loved him more than herself. He had used her to change Christianity, starting with each individual soul. Beside being honored as a saint in heaven, she is honored with the title Doctor of the Church, because she taught the divine wisdom, which was God's gift to her.